Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi has annulled a decree he issued last month expanding his powers. A referendum on a draft constitution will, however, still go ahead as planned on December the 15th. The two issues were at the heart of nationwide anti-Morsi protests over the past 2 weeks. Italian Premier Mario Monti says he's planning to step down. The head of the technocrat government says he'll resign as soon as the parliament approves the budget law. Monti has lost the support of the main center-right People of Freedom Party. The PDL is run by former Premier Silvio Berlusconi. U.S. forces have imprisoned about 200 Afghan teenagers in a military prison near Bagram Airfield since the year 2008. An army official has told Press TV that the U.S. will continue to arrest what he calls, quote, Afghan insurgents, if necessary. The Afghan government has strongly condemned the detentions. Syria is warning that Western-backed insurgents fighting in the country may use chemical weapons against Syrians if they gain control of a toxic chlorine factory near Aleppo. The U.S. and its allies have been accusing Damascus of intending to use such weapons. Damascus says it will never use chemical weapons against its own people. Anti-austerity activists rally in London against U.S. coffee house Starbucks. They're angry at the coffee giant for evading taxes. The company has paid no corporation tax in the UK in the past 3 years. Similar protests were also reported at more than 40 other Starbucks branches across the UK. In Northern Ireland, pro-British loyalists rally in central Belfast for the return of the British flag to the roof of City Hall. This after a vote by Irish nationalist councillors to remove the flag sparked a week of rioting. So far, over a dozen protesters have been arrested. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez's cancer has returned. The president says he's been diagnosed with a new bout of cancer and will undergo surgery in Havana, Cuba. He's named Foreign Minister Nicolas Maduro as his successor. Chavez has been battling cancer for over a year now. And in Romania, people are casting their ballots to elect a new parliament. Opinion polls show Prime Minister Victor Ponta's leftist Socialist Liberal Union is heading for an easy win. The victory could set off another round of a power struggle with center-right President Traian Băsescu.